This is October the 12th, and we are assembled to receive a blessing from Christ. And this is indeed a blessed day. We've had a wonderful, kind of exciting day today here down on the coast. We had some amazing thunderstorms this morning, a big drink of water for the earth, and now blue skies and sunshine. This happens a lot here. And, you know, the fun thing about it is most of the time the thunderstorms come at night, and we have clear skies in the day. It's a little like Camelot. It only rains at night. And all the leaves get swept up by the winds at night. Isn't that fun? But no, really, it is a lovely, lovely day. And we are enjoying some nice, warm weather, slightly autumn, but actually down here it feels more like summer than it would be in most places of the United States. We are definitely in the subtropical region, not where we're completely free of frost, but we barely touch on the 32-degree mark, maybe two or three times a year, maybe just for a moment or two at night, and otherwise it's back up to 50 degrees. So this part of the world is where lemons and coconuts and orange trees and grapefruits can grow quite happily and healthy. And once you know how to deal with the humidity and the mosquitoes, it's virtually paradise. So from this beautiful part of the world, I welcome you into a blessing here, and we are nourished with the surrounding environment and by the blessings of the earth today. I see that Desmond is on the phone. Hi, Desmond, you're on.
Hey, Glenda, it's Canada Day. Or not Canada, sorry, not Canada Day. It's Thanksgiving here today.
Oh, good. Well, we are grateful. And we are grateful for you and all the blessings of your life.
Thank you. And I love all the subtropical fruit. I went foraging around. There was even fruit at the airport when I came in to the blessing seminar. And I picked it, and I was, like, asking all the locals, do you know what this is? And they're like, nope, I don't know if that's edible. I was like, it tastes pretty good.
Oh, yeah, we've... lots of fruit down here I didn't recognize, like these little tiny mangoes that
really?
Are so sweet. They're just literally picked off the tree. And maybe 3 inches long and 2 inches wide. And the seed isn't all that big, so you get a lot of fruit in relation to the seed. Just delicious. All kinds of other things. And in the winter, the lemons are picked off the tree. And I promise you, they are so sweet. You can make lemonade with just a little pinch of soda and no need for sugar. And they're like 7 cents a piece. So,
yeah, it's really a lot more sour down there. We found, Josh and I found some limes and oranges. We couldn't find any lemons or...
They are sour in the time of the year you were here because they're all imported. Down here, they're not producing in that time of year.
No, well, we did find them in a field and they looked... like, well, they were still pretty hard, but the oranges were ready.
They're very hard, and at that time of year, they're imported. But by this time of year, all during the winter until, like, the end of spring, they're coming ripe down here, and we get the local fruit. So it's like everywhere else. It's a seasonal climate, and you have to work with the seasons of the earth. Was there something you wanted to offer about the blessings, Desmond, or just saying hi?
Just saying hi.
Oh, good. Well, hi back.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is there anyone else who would like to join in and express your experiences about the blessings, ask for a blessing, or give thanks? And we're always... delighted to hear from anyone who wants to join in, especially early on in the call, because we're giving everyone a chance to join. Hi, Chris. Welcome today.
Hello, Glenda. Hi, it's Chris.
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted kind of a little interesting thing. Desmond brought up lemons, and I had had what looked like may have been kidney stones, may have been something else. Not really sure what it was. It could have just been a little virus going through. But lemons and olive oil is what the group of blessing givers that I hang out with recommended, and it broke everything up. And I was just marveling at the medicinal nature of so many different fruits and vegetables. So I just wanted to also say that a lot of blessings were sent my way, and I could just feel the energy. And it was pretty profound how quickly and wonderfully it worked. Broke the fever, and I was well by the next day. I know it was a minor thing, but so I just wanted to express that, how grateful I am for that blessing of and the prayers of all my friends. So
well, you know, Chris, there's nothing too small that we should not be thankful for it, because even the smallest things are pivotal in our life. The fact that we're mindful of that come to us, whether they're directly from God the Creator or whether they're through all of His magnificent creations that are designed to help us live a better life, it all matters.
Oh, and so, I just feel that. I feel like every little moment, every little thought sometimes really counts. So
it does.
I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, thank you.
It does. And sometimes we overlook the small things. And it's amazing how profound a blessing or a change of life can come in small packages. I was just contemplating passages of my life this morning, giving thanks, reviewing, thinking, well, would I have done something differently if I knew then what I know now? And in some cases, the answer was yes. But for the most part, I had to agree. Well, I just did what I needed to do when I did it. I was passing through it, growing up into life, gaining experience. And sometimes the experience is its own value. You know, as long as we don't get harmed by it, we could think at the time we wasted our time. But in the long run, most of the experiences we have come back to fill our pockets with treasures that we draw on for the rest of our life. But I noticed one little pivotal moment in my life, in the course of my life, when something significant ended for me and I didn't get closure on it. I would have to say that most of my young adult years were very much involved with academia. I was either attending a university or teaching at a university. And there was a moment that came and went. It's kind of like the famous quote, when the earth ends, it will end not with a bang, but a whimper. It was the tiniest little moment when my academic life ended. And I left academia to go on to become a fully dedicated creative artist and a young woman exploring the world in other ways. And I never acknowledged that moment with enough gratitude, enough appreciation, or with the significance of that turning point. And in my ruminations this morning, I caught it. And I thought, oh, my heavens, that's when it all came to a close. And I didn't even catch it. I think the reason I didn't catch it is because at the time, I didn't want to let go of that pattern of life that had so filled my life for about 10 years. And I was thinking everything was always in some kind of transition, and there would always be a transition. But, you know, there are some points when life ends as it was, and it begins a new way. I was doing a little revision on the preface to the Keys of Yeshua, because we have just run out of a whole edition of the Keys. And I've got to go back to press with a whole new edition. And I always like to go back in and think, well, can I add a little bit to at least the preface? Of course, I always have to revise our contact information. And I looked at how important that day was, November the 23rd, 1991. it was the end of life as I've known it and the beginning of everything I've known since then. And I just took into my heart an acknowledgement, a gratitude for everything that had come before, obtaining closure on it that was appropriate and appreciative and respectful, and a welcoming of what happened on that day. You know, sometimes these small moments are huge, and we don't catch them at the time. And we just think everything in life is one transition to another transition to another transition. And some thresholds are definitive. We need to catch those and look at them. And I think it's a very, very important thing to do for securing our continual happiness. It was something I was prompted to do because I'm writing the material now for our new webinar on what it takes to be happy. And as you might surmise, one of the things it takes to be happy, to secure it, is to be as close as possible to present time, being able to live in the moment now. And not only that, but being able to perpetuate our life moment to moment, not as a dragging our foot with a long string of chewing gum on it or puppy tracks, but actually with clean feet, leaving no footprints, but yet moving on to a new delightful moment, moment after moment after moment. And so I was actually applying one of the processes that I'm going to be offering in that course about how to recognize these threshold events so that we can acknowledge them, honor them, and move on. Sometimes the threshold events in our life are tragedies. It could be the passing of someone we love or the ending of a relationship we thought would last forever or a career we thought would be always valid, and then some new invention comes in and makes everything we thought would be for the rest of our life obsolete. There are all kinds of things there that can cause the ending of a way of life and the beginning of a new way of life. And the good, the bad, and the boring, they're all important to look at and to honor as we move through life. So that was my it was a very kind of long-winded response, Chris, to your acknowledging a moment of healing and catching it, because you never know how important that one moment might have been. We sometimes miss the small moments that really are pivotal. Oh, and I see Andrea's on the phone. Hi, Andrea, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. How are you?
Doing great today. Thank you so much.
Good. I just wanted to share that for the last 3 weeks, I've been unable to get on the Sunday blessing call. And after coming back from the Christ Blessing Seminar, I was giving the blessing every day. And noticed the positive effect of that by being able to do that every day. And for the last week and a half, I actually forgot, and I noticed the heavy energy starting to creep up on me, and they were getting heavier and heavier. And I realized the connection between not getting a offering a blessing and the heavy energies, being more sensitive to that. And then yesterday, after we gave a blessing, all of that was just wiped away. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I have to do this every day because it's just been so beneficial.
It is. And not only for yourself, but others. Now, Andrea, that is a good example of what I'm saying. It's like every day that you were doing it, it might not have been an earth-shaking difference, but it was a little difference that made a huge change in your life.
Yes.
And this is what I want to mention to everyone that will be receiving the blessing from Christ today. Sometimes it's a little thing, but it's a little thing that makes a huge difference.
Definitely.
And we overlook those things. You know why? Is because we get into ruts. We get into ruts of thinking. Our life is not going to move without a tow truck pulling us out. And we think it's going to take something huge. It's going to take winning the lottery, getting a raise, finding a new best friend, discovering the answers to a question we've always had. We think it's going to be something big, and almost always it's something small.
Very true.
And so don't overlook the small things that move us to the next unit, the next experience of our life. And especially in receiving a blessing, you know, I really am, I'm cautious of bringing in old adages that have been overworked, like for lack of the nail, the shoe was lost, for lack of the shoe, the horse was lost. So we've all heard that. But it's so true. It's overworked because we just haven't come up with better analogies for expressing the same important idea.
Yes.
And so I just encourage all of you to give thanks every day and notice, not even if you don't pause in prayer or write a letter or send an email that gives thanks, just notice. You know what a difference it makes to just notice and say, wow, gee. You know, I was in a really bad habit for a while of letting myself get dehydrated. And it took a powerful wake-up call to learn the importance of just taking a drink of water.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I've noticed, even though this is like my first time, and I guess today would be the fourth week, because I missed the last previous 3 weeks, I'm noticing the difference, but being able to, now that I've become a Christ blessing giver, and being able to have that knowledge and to be able to connect and do that every day, that is so important. So if anybody feels like that's something that would benefit them and everyone else that they can give to, I encourage them to become a Christ blessing giver, because being able to connect with that every single day, I notice the difference when I didn't do it.
Good. Thank you for saying that, Andrea. And I know that the Christ Blessing course was a very powerful healing experience for you.
Yes.
And it has been for many, many people. And that's why so many blessing givers come back again, because it really, really never was just about getting the information. It's about getting a direct experience with Christ.
Exactly.
And, you know, this is the only thing that is largely missing in so many churches. Most churches are really trying to perpetuate the teachings of Christ. And most of them do a pretty good job of at least referring back to the scriptures and of centering their values on what he taught, and providing a loving, safe community for spiritual support. And as Spiritist Church, we do that as well, and we have our ministers. We do our best to accomplish that. But there is no substitute for having your own direct experience with Christ, with the Holy Spirit, or with God, your Creator. There is no substitute for that, and we cannot hide behind the walls of a church or think that because we belong to a congregation or we have a membership that our life will receive all of the spiritual answers we so deeply need.
Yeah.
And I, shortly after I painted the portrait of Yeshua, I was having a conversation, kind of a spiritual conversation with him, wondering what to do with the painting. And I asked this question. I said, Yeshua, I'm sure you didn't have me paint this to hang on my living room wall. By the way, for those of you who don't know, it's huge. Frame and all, it's 5 feet square. And it dominated our living room. I'm sure you didn't have it created just for me. And I said, what would you like me to do with it? And he said, give it to my people. And then I thought, oh my goodness, but your people are everywhere. They're in all denominations and all churches and completely outside of organized Christianity, because some of the people who love you the most don't even want to be in a church congregation. Mm-hmm. And I said, why did you want a portrait? And he said, because I want people to know me directly.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
Yeah. Well,
I want people to know me directly.
And choosing to voluntarily be active in participating with him is a much more connected, powerful experience, which adds to your life and others, than being passively participating.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, there's no substitute for that direct connection, and this is what we're offering to people through the Christ blessing, is their own way to connect with him directly, which is why we ask people receiving the blessing to be in prayer as the blessing is being conducted, because your prayer establishes that connection, and it establishes permission and desire for the healing you need in your life, or the help you need in your life, or the solutions or the acquisitions you need in your life, so that you are in a direct, responsible, receiving position for the blessing. And then once the energy and the love and the healing and the offering has been given, we ask you to go into the privacy of your own receiving experience without any thought, without any continuing expressions of prayer, to just receive and allow all the blessings that have been given to you to be assimilated into your whole being, body, heart, and soul. And we offer this to you expressly without any limiting doctrine. If there's any doctrine at all, it's only that Christ brought his life to this earth to offer in a more direct way the love that he is, and the love and the compassion he feels for all of us, in hopes that we will receive our divine connection more directly, more powerfully, according to the purposes of our life and the needs of our life. He didn't send the apostles out to the world to preach a doctrine. He sent the apostles out to the world to share the story of his life. And that was it. By the way, gospel means good news. And the good news was that he lived and he survived through his love and his connection with God the most horrible of tortures. And he lives on eternally as a child of God. That was the good news they taught. All the rest occurred as second, third, fourth, and fifth generation emerged, and they needed secondhand experiences that required more and more explanations of what it was all about.
Yes.
And as it moved further and further away from first and second generation, people were having more and more second, third, and fourth hand experience. But it was always taught to people that you need to have a direct experience with spirit, with love, with Christ, with God. And that's what we offer. And it's free. It's without agenda. And we hope only the best for all of you, that you have what needs to come from it. So thanks for expressing your gratitude and your love, Andrea. I see there's one other person on the call. And this looks like someone from area code 916, and you're on. Hello?
Okay. I'm unmuted. No?
You're on. We can hear you.
My name is Felicia, and I used to be in church every time the door opened, but I live in California now, and I have no church congregation that I attend, but I do have two portraits of Yeshua, the one that you mentioned, and also Lamb and the Lion.
Yes.
I also have every portrait that you ever wrote.
That's wonderful.
And I just want to thank you.
You're welcome. And I hope it does for you what he intended, which is to help you have a direct connection with him.
Yes, well, I have it in the way in the Holy Spirit.
Of course you do. And that is ultimately the reason we talk about the Holy Spirit, because it's through the Holy Spirit that we get our direct connection.
Right. But anyway, I want to thank you for that. Yeshua had you share your portrait, his portrait.
You are so welcome. And thank you for the acknowledgement. I appreciate that. It helps me to know that it's helping others in the world. And welcome to our blessing. And I hope that it blesses you richly and that it becomes another avenue for you to receive his deep and rich love given to this world.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, let us begin. I think it's just now turned 3:30. And we are perfectly on time for today. Those of you who are new, it's very quick to tell you what we do. All I need for you to do is just to sit and be comfortable in your chair. Be prepared to receive the love of Christ, the grace and power of the Holy Spirit, the love of God, and you will receive it as a form of energy, of love. It will pour through your whole being. You may feel it moving from the top of your head through your body, especially becoming alive in your heart and then through your feet, so that none of the energy is blocked in its flow and that it can move into the earth, be anchored in the earth, and then move back through you on back to God. It will move back and forth through you many times. I ask that you have no body parts crossed. Don't cross your arms or your legs. Just be relaxed. Allow your head to fall and be in prayer. However you choose to pray, in whatever way feels right to you, send your prayers to God and receive the presence of Christ in your heart. And allow the Holy Spirit to do its work. God knows all the prayers you don't even know to pray, and even beyond the prayers you pray, God will bless you. And so we send this energy, and the blessing is not from me or from the blessing givers. We're just a tuning fork that help this energy to pass through all the densities of a very confused world. A world that has sometimes defenses built up against the power of God and the Holy Spirit. We help it to penetrate. We help to make it more available for you to receive and to break whatever barriers are attempting to repel it. We make ourselves available to your service no less than an usher would bring to you the sacrament to receive. We are here as servants of God to offer, to love, to serve, and to give that which you will receive in your perfect and true connection with the Holy Spirit. And with that, I would like to ask the blessing givers to stand with me. We have blessing givers literally around the world, encircling the globe. And as we stand in unison, I will offer an invocation to Yeshua. Jesus, as you choose to call him, whatever name is most precious to you. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for drawing together a congregation of those who love you from around the world, from all denominations and no denominations, those who simply know that you are the presence of love on this earth. And in having a direct connection with you, they can find healing, grace, peace, and blessings for their life. Thank you for choosing us to serve your work and to be here for others. We ask that through us and through others, those who don't even know to ask shall be touched and shall receive your love as well. We thank you for your great generosity and your preeminent love in all things. Amen. the blessing has been given. Now go and rest and enjoy the peace of God and know that you are loved. Bye-bye for now. I look forward to being with you next week. Many blessings continually for you. Bye-bye.